Hello, Walt speaking.
Mr. Walter, this is Aaron Jenkins from Family First Home Care. How you doing?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Good, good. I was following up with you from last week. I know, I think we spoke last week, and you said this week was better to come out and get the client service agreement signed for Mr. Knight.
Actually, I'm having an issue with your company as far as my pay. So I don't, if I'm speaking frankly, I don't know how much longer I'm going to be with you guys because it hasn't been addressed, and it's been 4 or 5 business days. So until they get that addressed, I'm not inclined to schedule anything, and I'm just waiting to see how long it is before they actually call me back with a remedy.
So what's the issue? Tell me what happened.
My pay rate isn't right. What they told me I was getting paid, I got an award letter saying what I was supposed to get paid, and that hasn't been reflective on my paycheck.
All right, so let me look. Approved. What was the pay rate that they promised you?
16 hours.
You said 16?
Yes, and I
so
have
I
documentation.
Have 3-4 from Nina Knight, supervisor in our Philly office. I approved pay rate to be $16 an hour due to his previous rate was based off if it was going to be approved for 56, but he was only approved for 35 hours. So it was already established a week ago that they were paying you $16 an hour.
Well, in my last paycheck, it wasn't reflective of that. I reached out. Last person I talked to, I think her name was Valerie. Last time she made contact with me was on Thursday. She said she escalated the situation, and she will follow up. And I haven't – you're the first person I heard from since then, and obviously you wasn't calling in conjunction with that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have anything to do with it, but I can address it. So it's already established in the office that it's going to be 16 because originally looks like that it was – you guys were expecting to get more hours. So because the hours were less, we increased your rate. So
yeah, I've explained this with all due respect. I've explained it ad nauseum the way it was, because at the time I didn't know how many hours I was going to get. It was still being up for debate, and she
right.
told me if it's more than 40 hours, over 40, she's like, we'll drop you. If it's more than 40 hours, then hours 1 through 40 would be $15.50, and hours 40 to 56 would be $22.25. She said if it's
right.
less than 40 hours, then we'll just pay you 16.
Right.
Yeah. And my paychecks did not reflect that. I don't know about you, but I'm not happy when my paycheck doesn't reflect what was promised to me. And it's now 4 business days, and nobody has gotten back to me.
All right, so let me see. Started on 226, no, 218. Why do they have two different numbers? Why do Keystone send two? Oh, okay, so they canceled one. So 218. And then it was addressed because conversation regards on discussing bonus. Okay, so we got it back to 226. So it looks like what they're going to do is back pay the increase. Looking in the notes for your file, they want to back pay the increase. They just have to get it through the payroll company. We outsource payroll, so that's all. And tomorrow we finalize payroll. So what I would expect is your whatever the difference is to be in the upcoming check on Friday. Because it's already established in the notes that it should be 16.
That's fine, but still my discrepancy becomes there's no contact. I'm just blowing in the wind. And I told myself I wasn't gonna call and reach out. I did everything I was supposed to do since I signed up with you guys, and this isn't the first instance where I feel like the ball has been dropped on behalf of your company. And it's a little
mm-hmm.
disappointing. Like I said, for me, we're talking about my paycheck. And for, like, nobody else to have a sense of urgency about, hey, let's make sure he knows what's going on. Like, you're reading the notes, and you're fine, and that's good. But those notes wasn't conveyed to me.
Okay, and you spoke to Valerie.
I brought this to your company's attention as of last Wednesday. I spoke to Valerie. I spoke to a young lady. I can't think of her name, but she was the assistant in the human resources office. I spoke with her. Thursday, Valerie sent me another text, said, I'm aware of the problem. I've escalated it. Haven't heard anything since. And like I said, you weren't calling to update me on that issue.
Okay. All right. I'll relay it to them and tell them to reach out to you to confirm what's going on. It's in the notes to have somebody call you in regard to that specifically. So Hopefully they can do that today because I'll be in the area tomorrow. And Mr. Walsh is the last client in that zip code that I have. So hopefully they can reach out to you today, convey that, and then you'll be open for me coming by and getting that signed. Because it has to be signed regardless of, because the insurer has to have it in there or they can sign it.
And your name again?
Aaron Jenkins.
Aaron. All right. I'll make sure I notate that. Yeah, listen, thanks for your time. I appreciate it. Like I said, I'll wait to hear from somebody from the company.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
All right.